We stand here with you in solidarity, not because it's morally right, not that alone, but because we truly all are one. Unions fought fierce, decade-long battles for almost a century to gain a country that respected workers, respected individuals, and respected all of us. But there is a battle in this country for the consciousness and the conscience of our country between those who see us as a nation of disconnected individuals and those of us who see us as a nation responsible for each other. Over decades, they have bombarded us with a litany of messages that those who are different from us, that the burden of those who are poorer than us are the problem with the economy. It even has non-union workers mad at us for having health care or a pension instead of joining with us to get that too. Our tax policies now allow Bank America, Goldman Sachs, GE, and Chevron to pay no taxes and to get rebates from the IRS. It cut taxes on the 400 wealthiest families who hold as much wealth as half of our nation's households combined. All of this while working families struggle to make ends meet or fall into foreclosure, and poor people, those already laid off, and young people who never had a job, face a very bleak future. Hundreds lining up for 6 or 7 jobs where there is a minimum wage, where the minimum wage is going to be like the prevailing wage, both of them under attack, and where the only jobs that are open are in the military. The masters of deceit have convinced us that public is a dirty word, that union, or tried to convince us, that union is a dirty word, that regulation is a dirty word, that government is a dirty word, not only dirty, but evil. And now they have the gall to argue that the debt that this nation in, the debt that their policies made, requires more cutting of spending for people. All the spending they want to increase is military, and actually they're asking for more money than the Pentagon and the Defense Department. They're the morally bankrupt ones, and their self-serving economic prescriptions would plunge us into further recession as they prosper. Check out Ireland, Portugal, and Greece, where the austerity programs of cutting were put into place. They're bankrupt. And check out the Wall Street Stock Exchange. When our bridges are collapsing, the schools are crumbling, class sizes are too high, the healthcare system limits access, food prices and gas prices are soaring, radioactivity is coming our way, 7 million jobs have been lost since 2007. This is not a time to eliminate more jobs, to cut aid to the hungry. This is a time to put America back to work. Back to work with union jobs, with jobs with collective bargaining that make this country wonderful and have a future where the possibility is for our children to have a safe, secure future on a thriving planet. To pay for those jobs, we need to end our wars, cut back our military spending, tax the rich, tax the corporation. Here in California, we need to extend those taxes that are already in place. Thank you for letting me be here and joining you as we take back April 4th as a day in which Dr. King was assassinated, murdered, to a day when we stand together, a day in the spirit where the previous April 4th, he had joined the anti-war movement and the civil rights movement together. And I say proudly, in fact, we are one. We want jobs. We are one. Thank you.